Bunny Brown and His Sister Sue by Laura Lee Hope. Chapter 1. Aunt Lou Arrives.
"Bunny, Bunny, wake up! It's time!"
"What's the matter?" sleepily mumbled little Bunny Brown, making his words all run together like molasses candy that has been out in the hot sun.
"What's the matter, Sue?"
Bunny asked, now that he had his eyes open. He looked over the side of his small bed to see his sister standing beside it. She had left her own little room and had run into her brother's.
"What's the matter, Sue?" Bunny asked again.
"Why, it's time to get up, Bunny," and Sue opened her brown eyes more widely as she tried to get the sleepy feeling out of them. "It's time to get up."
"Time to get up? So early?
Oh, Sue, it isn't Christmas morning, is it, Sue?" And with that thought, Bunny sat up suddenly in his bed.
"Christmas? No, of course not," said Sue, who, though only a little over 5 years of age, a year younger than was Bunny, sometimes acted as though older than the blue-eyed little chap, who was now as widely awake as his sister.
"Well, if it isn't Christmas, and we don't have to go to the kindergarten school 'cause it's closed, why do I have to get up so early?" Bunny wanted to know. Bunny Brown was a great one for asking questions. So was his sister Sue, but Sue would often wait a while and find things out for herself instead of asking strangers what certain things meant. Bunny always seemed in a hurry, and his mother used to say he could ask more questions than several grown folks could answer.
"Why do you want me to get up so early?" Bunny asked again. He was wide awake now.
"Why, Bunny Brown, have you forgotten?" asked Sue, with a queer look in her brown eyes. "Don't you remember Aunt Lou is coming to visit us today, and we're going down to the station to meet her?"
"Oh, yes, that's so. I did forget all about it," Bunny said. "I guess it was because I dreamed so hard in the night, Sue. I dreamed I had a new rocking horse, and he ran away with me uphill." "Rocking horses can't run away," Sue said.